Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as view enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Well, folks, it's not like they're not telling you what they're doing. Did you hear what they just said during the break there? Right before the show? If you question the narrative set by the CIA-controlled media outlets and their useful idiots on a nationwide and worldwide basis, the FBI is spying on you. Well, here, maybe I should just give them my address. I mean, as if to suggest they haven't been for the last 23 years of my life anyways. I mean, if you have a phone, folks, they're tracking everything that you do, everywhere you go, every word that you say. And this all came through the Patriot Act. Do you remember that? It should have been rightly called the Act of Tyranny, which is passed at 3:30 in the morning after September 11th, 2001. And then they created agencies, namely the Homeland Security, not to attack foreigners, but to attack the American people. And if you think that's far-fetched, then you might want to read the 72 definitions of what the Homeland Security came up with when they defined a terrorist. And then yesterday, I showed you Mr. Gestapo, the head of the Homeland Security today. He looks like he's straight from the Gestapo playbook from the 30s. I'm not kidding you. Alejandro Mayorkas. And he talks about how foreign terrorism is taking the backseat to domestic terrorism. They're redefining who their enemies are, folks. They've been doing this for 20 years now. Okay? Again, it's not like they're not telling you what's going on here, because they're telling you that they're zeroing in on those that believe the Word of God in the U.S. Constitution. That's fine. Zero in on your own destruction, because at the end of the day, that's exactly what it's going to be. And if you speak of the Constitution or the Word of God, folks, they have deemed you a domestic terrorist. And don't forget, this is history being replayed over and over and over again, because in America, there's no excuse as to why the American people haven't come to the terms with what your forefathers warned you of, that a tyranny or oppression ever come into this country will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. Well, here we are. Here we are. Here we are. Did you hear the first commercial during the break before the show today, where Donald Trump said that after the FBI raid that allegedly, and I mean allegedly, took place, interestingly enough, he said his polling numbers are the highest that they've ever been. Yes! How do you fill the seats? You promote the fight. How do you fill the seats? You promote the fight. And what is he saying? The same thing he said on January 6th when he allured them in to be enticed, then entrapped, then attacked, then accused of the crimes that the D.C. police were responsible for committing, along with the paid FBI provocateurs that were bussed in. Again, let me ask you the question, Americans, just food for thought. Why is Donald Trump not in jail, but there's 18 other political prisoners that are being sentenced today? Have you put two and two together yet? Oh, my goodness. I can't help you. I can't help you. Everybody's in jail except Donald. And yet the mainstream media labeled him as the one that set up this failed coup. Are Americans, really? Foreign countries are laughing at you as to how you are being played by the dupes of ill-designing men. This isn't a movie. This is your reality, like it or not. It really is. But here, let me just go on and make a couple points, and then we're going to come back to the very things that we're talking about, because I don't want you to question my credibility. I want you to question your own for believing it. And I can say this on so many different levels concerning so many different topics that are taking place in your country. Just recently, we were told by the conservatives of the day, yesterday's liberals, again, read Matthew 5:13. And what do you find? You find once again none other than Rand Paul, this is brand new news, grilling Anthony Fauci. Grilling Anthony Fauci.
Is to get infected yourself.
Hey, folks, the show goes on. The actors in the circus of politics, the clowns in the circus of politics, the show goes on, even after the pandemic's over.
She should not get it again.
Here's Senator Rand Paul questioning.
Vaccination is getting infected.
Questioning again, friends. For how many times over? What, four, five, six times over concerning his grilling of Anthony Fauci? And yet Fauci's still free, regardless of the crimes that we know he's guilty of. He has been exposed as a criminal time and time again, decade after decade, and he's still there. And what do we get? We get Rand Paul. This is the best the conservatives have, friends. Rand Paul entertaining you again out of your freedoms. The impression that Rand Paul's got this, don't worry about it, we're taking care of him. And what's the best that you get? A show. Where's the justice? It is a thing of the past because the American people, again, are entertained out of their own freedoms. Interestingly enough, as Senator Paul is being praised by the conservatives as one that is roasting Fauci for pushing vaccines on individuals with previous infections, don't forget that it was actually Rand Paul's wife that during the time that he was being praised by the conservatives as grilling that of Anthony Fauci concerning his crimes against humanity, that his wife was, in fact, buying stock in Remdesivir. Just so you know how you're being played, okay? I just want you to know that the truth be told, because no one else is going to tell you it, because they don't want to lose face. They serve their sponsors. We don't do that here, just for the record, okay? In spite of Rand Paul grilling Fauci for his crimes against humanity concerning this pandemic and these experimental jabs. Interestingly enough, we have another. This is just today. It was just a random check. Soilwork guitarist David Anderson dead at 47 years old. Wow. Look at this. Hollywood. Just random checks, friends. I knew it wasn't going to take me long, but to just punch it in and it was going to pop up. Hollywood makeup artist dead 9 days after monkeypox vaccination. And you can go to Health Impact News and see all the statistics of the people dying. Dying, friends. In these experimental jabs that are being aimed at children, the death rates and adverse side effects of these experimental jabs are up 690%. But here's the good news. Rand Paul's grilling Anthony Fauci, and that's the best that you're going to get. Oh, by the way, again, a victory for one that stood up in the face of all of this tyranny. A New York police officer cannot be fired for not having COVID vaccine, judge rules. Of course, because the law already told us that. But again, it just shows you the fruit of those that are willing to stand up and fight the good fight of faith. 1 Timothy 6:12. We'll be right back. Sons of LibertyRadio.com.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on theforgednews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page. Go to the top of the page, SOL Radio Live, and subscribe to our live feed on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. If you want to call in, please do. You know, just before I give you that number, it's interesting. Just talked to a guy today. And when I talk to him, you know, in the past, he's always said, you know, this I agree with you on. And the first thing that goes through my head is, wait a second, what is it that you don't agree with? I've reiterated this to my audience over and over and over again. I'm not giving you my opinion. I'm showing you the fruit thereof. More than not, we allow them that we're calling out for their crimes against we the people, we allow them to say it so you understand that they're guilty of the crime with smoking gun in hand. And he said to me, this I agree with you on. And I'm thinking to myself, well, what's the problem? And I didn't say anything to him. But it's just like, okay, I wonder what he is questioning, because the only thing I do, even my conversation at home, is based on the Word, if I'm not in the Word. Or the U.S. Constitution, we're studying it always. Right? So it's easy to detect the counterfeits. And then before he hung up on me, he said, you know, it's interesting. And he kind of told me his conversion concerning the message here. He goes, you know, it's interesting. He goes, a lot of stuff that you do in your presentation, he goes, I have now put it into mine. And it's like, well, amen. Praise God. Once you figure out, I'm not here to give you my opinion. I'm not here to form your judgments. I'm just going again and showing you the fruit, because I'm a fruit inspector, nothing more, nothing less. Well, you're going to come to the same conclusion if you believe the Word of God or the Constitution, or you can acknowledge what your eyes see and acknowledge what your ears hear, right? And if not, put that up against Jeremiah 5:21. It's ridiculous. But with that said, let's go to the next point before we get to the main topic. Don't question my credibility. Question your own credibility for believing what the mainstream media is telling you. Okay? we're going to make sense of this. Did you see this? Yeah, and I highlighted this before, Mr. Ron DeSantis, you know, the good guy that they're selling as the good guy right now. And I told you exactly how it's being played out right now 2 years ago. Did I not tell you this is exactly what they're doing? They're trying to sell you DeSantis as the next Trump. Did I tell you that 2 years ago? Have I been telling you that sporadically? I've been keeping my eyes on this little fraud. Because what he says and what he does are two different stories. Okay? Matthew 7:16. Just thinking about it out loud. Did you see this? Playing with your freedoms. Jeopardizing your safety. Jeopardizing the safety of your family. This is Deuteronomy 28:43. This is the foreigner will be made the head and you will be made the tail. This is your land being given unto a foreign people. That is the perfect judgment of a just God. What am I talking about? Did you see this? DeSantis sends two planes of illegal immigrants to surprising places. Is that, are we supposed to be entertained by that? Is that cute that Ron DeSantis, instead of enforcing the immigration laws, and by the way, if you're on social media platforms right now, you are seeing that illegals entering into America, illegals, not undocumented, illegals entering into America, it's a crime. 8 U.S. Code 1325, improper entry by aliens. It's against the law. Instead of Ron DeSantis enforcing the law, what is he doing? He's trying to entertain his support base. Look at this. Illegal immigration. That's all I highlighted. Okay? And what do they deliver up? Dozens of migrants, illegals, arrive on Martha's Vineyard via charter flights. Fox News, Ron DeSantis sends two planes of illegal immigrants to Martha's Vineyard. Is this a joke? Is this cute somehow? Why isn't he upholding the law and sending them back to where they came from? Somehow, those that support Ron DeSantis, they think that this is cute. Wait a second. Ron is taking those that came into America illegally, and he's not the only state doing it, by the way, or governor doing it. He's taking the illegals that come into the country, and then he's dispersing them throughout the United States. And in the entertainment value that they're trying to get you on is the fact that he's taking it, or those illegals, and bringing them into those that advocate for it concerning the unconstitutional Democrats. Do you understand that those illegals are still here in America, and he's spreading the illegals throughout the United States of America? As he's trying to entertain you, and the only way that he can get away with this is because you don't know the difference between your right hand or your left hand concerning the Constitution or the law. This is illegal. And what DeSantis is doing here is he is committing treason against the people in the United States of America by allowing the illegals to stay in the United States in the first place. How is he any different than Joe Biden? Then those mayors throughout the United States that are illegally drawing them into the United States. When again, friends, it is illegal. Here, let me say it one more time. Check out 8 U.S. Code 1325. It's illegal. Do y'all understand? It's not a joke. Ron DeSantis is still bringing them into the United States and dispersing them illegally into other parts of the United States of America. And he wants you to be entertained by his inaction. It's his job, by the way, to enforce that law, to magnify the law against those that violate it, against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. But that's not what he's doing. He's destroying the very people that are supporting him. Do you understand that? Oh, by the way, this is the same governor, I might add, that failed to act as to what allegedly took place with Donald Trump in this FBI raid. And let me say it again, that allegedly took place. This is nothing, folks, short of a fictitious, contrived conspiracy is what it is. Because at the end of the day, it's all aimed at you. Oh, wait a second. I think I've said that to you several times. Now aren't they going after Trump supporters? And the FBI is now illegally raiding them, too? Isn't that what we're being told? Yep. Who's this aimed at? Oh, Americans, if you would just pay attention. If you would just pay attention. He's just the shill to lead his supporters into the hands of those that mean to rule over them. What they're doing right now is vetting those that'll stand and those that won't. This ain't aimed at Donald Trump. This is aimed at you. Oh, I didn't say that. Donald Trump said that. Yes, he did. Several times. Several times he has. I want to key this up concerning don't question my credibility. Question your own for believing it. Just a couple days ago, I had posted this on my site. And it was a picture of a 757 that allegedly hit the Pentagon. Okay? And they put a picture of that 757 that allegedly hit the Pentagon on September 11, 2001, on the grass right next to the Pentagon. And interestingly enough, I just posted it because I never fell for the narrative since day one, because I see that after September 11th, Al-Qaeda and those that were blamed for the two towers falling down, it's interesting that there's no better way to say it, folks. Osama bin Laden, who was created by the CIA as well, it's interesting that he couldn't have dreamed of doing to the American people what your government has been doing. And again, I'm highlighting corruption. I'm not highlighting the good guys. I love good government. I hate bad government. And I will stand against bad governments with every inch of my life, literally, if needs be. And I also want to add to that, I hate violence. But I will defend myself. And I've said this several times before. And I'm not an advocate of violence, but I'm not going to put up with what Americans are putting up with today. Too many men fought, bled, and died fighting against tyranny and tyrants across the world, laying down their lives to give me the freedoms that I have today, where I will not roll over in the face of those that are tolerated in America today, incumbents. If you want to honor the office of those that serve we the people, then live unto those that died for you, 2 Corinthians 5:15, starting with the Christ. And you can't do that until it first does start with the Christ. Mark 1:17, Matthew 3:2, Acts 2:38, Acts 20, verse 21. That's just how it works. But I posted this. And when I posted it, I just thought, well, I'm just going to post it, and it was nothing more than a commemoration of September 11th, and don't forget. And again, I never fell for the narrative a day in my life, because I could never find any airplane parts. There was no bodies. There was nothing there. And when I did that, I noticed on the right side of my page, I got about, well, just 216 comments and about 230 shares. And I started to read the comments, and I started seeing, wait a second, the majority of the people in this country don't believe it neither. What I'm going to do is I'm going to come back, and I'm going to share with you the first report concerning the Pentagon right after that 757 allegedly hit the Pentagon. I'm going to show you the very first report. We'll be right back.
This is the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net, or call 888-988-3325.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
President Biden is crossing the pond ahead of the state funeral for Queen Elizabeth II. People waiting in line to file past the casket were greeted by King Charles and Prince William, who made an unannounced visit. As expected, the Justice Department has filed their appeal against an order barring it from using documents seized at former President Trump's Florida estate. A Trump-appointed judge denied a similar motion on Thursday. Yeshiva University, an Orthodox Jewish school in New York, abruptly suspended all student club activities after the Supreme Court lifted a hold on an order forcing the school to recognize an LGBTQ student group. Puerto Rico is under a hurricane warning as Fiona heads towards the island. Meanwhile, western Alaska is dealing with remnants of a typhoon expected to bring high winds and flooding to the region. I'm Kenneth Burns, USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. There's so many people that have so many comments about this topic. I invite yours on the show, broadcasting into 157 cities, 1-866-582-9933. I wanted to make one point on social media platforms and answering something that I may have not finished concerning my point with Ron DeSantis. Ron DeSantis could have put a stop, and he could have put the kibosh on the FBI raiding Donald Trump's home. And again, I'm putting a big allegedly, okay, because this is aimed at the American people. Did DeSantis do that? Absolutely not. Did the sheriffs do that? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Don't tell me this wasn't purposed, folks. It's a smokescreen. They get your eye off the ball. You think they're attacking Trump. No, they're not. They're attacking you. Just ask the Department of Homeland Security, which segues perfectly back into the point that I was making again. I showed a picture over the last couple of days just commemorating September 11th. And it was a 757 on the grass, the lawn of the Pentagon. And it showed us that this is how big this plane was that allegedly went inside of the Pentagon. What I'm going to show you right now is I'm going to show you the video, okay, that they want you to believe concerning that 757 hitting the Pentagon. Tom Fitton from Judicial Watch had to sue the government to get the video released. I'm going to show you that secondarily. What I'm going to show you first is the very first report, which I've not shared with anybody, and I just got this, by the way, right before the show. This is the footage that was aired right after the alleged attack that took place at the Pentagon, okay? And I want you to listen carefully as to what this reporter said concerning the airplane that allegedly hit the Pentagon. You ready for this? Check this out.
I saw the Pentagon, CNN's military affairs correspondent, Jamie McIntyre. And Jamie, you got very close to where that plane went down.
That's right, Judy. A while ago, I walked right up to next to the building where firefighters were still trying to put out the blaze. The fire, by the way, is still burning in some parts of the Pentagon. And I took a look at the huge gaping hole that's in this sideway. But from my close-up inspection, there's no evidence of a plane having...
My close-up inspection said this reporter that there is no evidence of an airplane. This was the first report of the attack on Pentagon by CNN. It was the first time we heard it, right after the alleged attacks at the Pentagon by the 757 Boeing. It was immediately expunged. They pulled the video right out the bat. I'm not done playing the video neither. But again, I want you to listen carefully as to how this was reported.
Affairs correspondent Jamie McIntyre. Jamie, you got very close to where
they pulled the video.
That's right, Judy. A while ago, I walked right up to next to the building where firefighters were still trying to put out the blaze. The fire, by the way, is still burning in some parts of the Pentagon. And I took a look at the huge gaping hole that's in this sideway. But from my close-up inspection, there's no evidence of a plane having crashed anywhere near the Pentagon.
Close inspection of the plane, there's no evidence that there's an airplane that crashed into the Pentagon. No evidence. Close up inspection. An eyewitness, first responder to report on the topic. We've seen this once on TV and then it was removed. Why? Well, it's the same people that are controlling the narrative today. It's the same people that are illegally censoring free speech today. They want to set the narrative, and if you question it, then the FBI said they, at the beginning of the show, we highlighted this, then the FBI are going to surveil you. Surveil me. Surveil me. Let's listen to the rest of this report.
The only site is the actual side of the building that's crashed in. And as I said, the only pieces left that you can see are small enough that you could pick up in your hand.
Pieces. Wait a second. We're talking about a 757, a Boeing 757. No evidence of an airplane hit the Pentagon. Very first response to the Pentagon attack. Reported one time, and then it was expunged.
There are no large tail sections, wing sections, a fuselage, nothing like that anywhere around.
Wow.
Outside the Pentagon.
What happened, Americans? So many people drink the Kool-Aid, and then they wonder why they're in trouble. I want to tell you why, because the very people that question the credibility of people that tell you the truth or even show you the videos, I'm going to show you that now. Don't worry about my credibility. Are your eyes lying to you? Are these said reporters that told you the truth, regardless if they did it advertently or inadvertently, are they lying to you? Well, when the people tell you the truth, then you question the truth, but you believe the lie? No wonder why they have that saying that they know how to lie better than most people know how to tell the truth. This is why you're in trouble. And again, September 11th, since September 11th, who's been under attack? Remember, they didn't even know who would attack after September 11th. And by the way, for the 10, I believe there was multiple, I think there was 16 to 18 alleged terrorists. 10 of them are still alive, folks. Isn't this crazy? Isn't it crazy what you believe? Isn't it crazy what the American people believe? Here, I'm not done yet. If you're getting mad, good. I'm doing my job. Interestingly enough, I don't know what just happened, but it seems while I was playing that video, for everybody that can catch on to what's going on here, I want to show you the next video. So we heard the first report from CNN saying that there was no evidence of an airplane, a close-up inspection. Okay, I want to show you the actual video that Tom Fitton from Judicial Watch received from the government. Keep in mind, he had to sue the government. And by the way, this isn't about what Tom believes. I don't care what Tom Fitton believes. I can see with my eyes. I can form my own opinion. And that's all I'm doing is laying out the information for you that those that have been setting the narrative failed to give you. That's all I'm doing. So it's not an issue of my credibility, but I'll tell you what, when it's laid to me as my credibility, I have to question your credibility for what you say the truth is. Because if you believe this narrative, oh my goodness, what else don't you believe? And then I'm addressing hundreds of comments on this post concerning the 757 Boeing on the lawn of the Pentagon. 90 folks, easily 90% were total, they were in total agreement that we've been lied to. But you're always going to get your ones out there that want to live their little fictitious lives, living in their own deceptions, that want to pretend somehow or another it didn't happen this way. How many times have politicians been busted with smoking gun in hand and you didn't believe them either? I mean, folks, a high percentage of the American people don't believe that John F. Kennedy was assassinated by Oswald. I believe it's 81%. And it's interesting, during that conspiracy, foreigners were telling us who was responsible. Because of all the different stories that were being told, they were telling the American people that this happened from within. And if you look at Scripture, Jeremiah 11:9, and the book of 1 Kings and 2 Kings, conspiracies were always within because they could control the narrative that way. They could control the narrative. Let me show you now, going to the next point, the security video that was released to Tom Fitton's organization of the alleged plane hitting the Pentagon. I'm going to play it really slow, okay? And again, we're talking about a 757 Boeing. Just show me where that airplane is. You ready for this? Social media platforms, check it out. It's plane right now. It's plane right now, still nothing. They want you to believe that a 757 hit that plane. I just watched the video, and I can't see the airplane. Apparently, me and the eyewitness that did a close inspection of that plane that allegedly hit the Pentagon, who couldn't find any evidence of a plane, me and him agree because I can't see it neither. I will tell you what eyewitnesses said. Eyewitnesses said, friends, it was a Tomahawk missile that hit the Pentagon. And don't forget about the $2 trillion that were ripped off that went missing, said Rumsfeld, the day before September 11th. And don't forget about the fact that George W. Bush's brother was actually the security guard for those two towers. And a lot of strange stuff going on there. But I don't want to go there. Because I know that people right now are trying to do their best, because, again, they want to live in their own deceptions, to say or to suggest that there's no way they could have did this. Oh, my goodness, folks, you know nothing of history. You know nothing of history. I'm still playing the video right now, if you're listening to us on the 157 stations. And again, keep in mind, all of you that are trying to lay any theory on conspiracy, you better understand that conspiracies are very real. Very real. And that's exactly what's going on in America today. Jeremiah 11:9 tells us that, "And the Lord said unto me, a conspiracy is found among the men of Judah and among the inhabitants of Jerusalem." And when you do a Google, or not a Google search, but you do a search on Matthew Henry's commentary on Jeremiah 11:9, oh my goodness, folks. Oh my goodness, it is outstanding. He tells you it's the people within that are turning among and on their own people at war with those that established the country. Is that what's happening? Are your Christian heritage, is your Christian and constitutional heritage, is it under attack today? Okay, if it is, that means there's a conspiracy within. What you see in the administration today and over the last 60 years of this country, have you seen them war against we the people? Yes, you have. Then you have a conspiracy. Okay? You have a conspiracy. Now, I want to go to this because I only have one more segment. I did a piece on 33 conspiracies that turned out to be true and what every person should know, because as I've said on the show here, I need more conspiracy theories, friends, because I've ran out of them because they've all come true. All of you that are trying to say it's a theory, you deserve what you've got coming. You deserve exactly what you got coming. Jesus said, "To those that lose their life for my sake will find it, but he who tries to save his life will lose it." We're going to take a quick break, and I'm going to come right back to this just to show you how ridiculous this truly is. 1-866-582-9933.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I'm Terry Hurlbut, and I run Conservative News and Views. Bradley Dean is one of my most valuable contributors. He's honest, forthright, pulls no punches, and tells people what they need to hear, whether or not it's what they want to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Okay, you know, here, this is what I get to deal with every day. So I know people weigh in on this heavily. And again, easily 90% of the people, they disagree with the official narrative. Those are smart people. At least they're paying attention to what their eyes are showing them, right? And the history of those that are setting the narrative. Just think about this. I do a show on 33 conspiracy theorists that turned out to be conspiracies. Who set those narratives? Who told you that they were theories? Corrupt politicians, the mainstream media. Who told you they were all theories? Corrupt politicians, mainstream media. Who profited from those conspiracy theories more than those that were selling you that it was just a theory? What was the pill in the jam? Out of chaos, we will create a new world order. You know what's interesting? Operation Paperclip was a conspiracy theory too. Remember that? You guys all know what Operation Paperclip is, right? It was a secret United States intelligence program in which more than 1,600 Nazi German scientists, engineers, and technicians were taken from former Nazi Germany to the United States government employment after the end of World War II in Europe between 1945 and 1959. Do you remember that Adolf Hitler was exposed for having attacked his own Reichstag to incite his people to war after a foreign country, his political opposition, so he could make gain? By the way, he was trying to establish a global order, too. You know who was funding Adolf Hitler's Nazi regime, his Third Reich? Prescott Bush. who was indicted in 1942. I invite you to go ahead and look at how history is repeating itself. After September 11th, oh, by the way, after that, and I shared this a couple days ago, that Adolf Hitler established something called Fatherland Security after the Reichstag was attacked, only to find out that he was the one that did the attacking. Okay? We established something called Homeland Security, and then we empowered Homeland Security with Muslims, who we were told were the ones that were responsible for the two towers. We were told that by the mainstream media. Okay, just for the record, we were told that for 18 years that the Muslims were responsible. Did the Muslims profit from Iraq? No, Cheney did. By the way, I did some research on it the other day. $39.5 billion he made off that war. Did we know who to attack after September 11th? Nope. General Wesley Clark told us that was all pre-set up to attack seven nations, Muslim nations. Isn't that interesting? But yet, the day after September 11th, the FBI already had all their bad guys rounded up on the first front page of the paper. Oh, my goodness. Who's ever done that in the history of mankind? And again, let me reiterate the point. Who's attacked you more than your own government? Now, again, I'm highlighting corruption. Who's attacked you more than your own government since September 11th? I just highlighted yesterday, friends, that your little Gestapo head, the secretary for the Department of Homeland Security, says the foreign enemies that used to take precedent are now taking the backseat to domestic terrorists. Who's that? Those that oppose the New World Order. I'm one of those guys. Do you hear me? I'm one of those guys. Not hiding from it. No, be bold about it. Okay? Everything's a conspiracy theory until it's found out to be a conspiracy. And then we find out about that time we come to the realization of it, friends, that what? They're all dead. Isn't that crazy? It's kind of like the Queen, just in parallel. You know, I just seen a post this morning, and it's exactly right. It's exactly right. Please be respectful when talking about the queen that just died. She was a head of state, a monarch, a mother to multiple pedophiles, and most importantly, a devoted cousin to her own husband. See, if people wait until they're dead to start talking about how she was a part of cults through and through, and so was her husband. I mean, folks, you know, it is what it is, right? But I don't understand people. What is it that you need to see? You know what? You could be showed everything, bare naked, and you would still deny it because you want to live your own selfish life. And again, you better understand the cross. Don't sit there and call yourself a Christian when you ain't digging in to stand up and fight against this garbage. It reminds me of this. And Pontius Pilate asked the crowd, he who was responsible for crucifying the Christ, "Who should I let go?" And the people shouted, "Barabbas the thief, the murderer. Barabbas the thief, the murderer." Why did they want to release Barabbas? Because he was just like those that were calling for his release. Right? Just think about that. "Who should I let go?" asked Pontius Pilate. And the people shouted, "Barabbas the thief." And 2,000 years later, people are still choosing the thieves and the murderers over the truth concerning the Son of God. "There's nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and nothing hid that shall not be made known," folks. Luke 12:2. And I want to tell you why there's so much inactivity. The people know within their hearts what's true and what's not true, but they hate the truth because when they see the truth, they know that that truth demands a response. They don't want you to invade their personal space. And they don't love God, and they don't love man, their brothers or their sisters, and they don't love their nation enough to actually stand up and fight for it. That belongs to somebody else. They remind me of a bunch of politicians that when it comes time for war, they'll send your sons. Send somebody else. I just want to enjoy the freedoms that I have for the time that I have them. Let the expense and the sacrifice be given unto another. No, that's not at all what we see in the Word of God. That's not at all what we've seen through the exhibition of our forefathers in any sense of the word. I want to make another point. Because I don't want you to question my credibility. I'm good. I'm good. And just for the record, I've heard this probably three or four times in the last 20 years of ministry. Bradley, you know what? Just be careful of that stuff. Just be careful with that stuff. Why? Well, I'm just showing you what the mainstream media didn't show you. What do you mean be careful of it? You mean you don't want me to push you too far and give you too much information that you have to respond to that information that I just gave you that they withheld. Come on. Hey, set yourself free and at least admit it. John 8:32. Okay? Do you guys remember back in the early 1960s? The American military leaders drafted plans to create public support for a war against Cuba. It was called Operation Northwoods. Do you all remember this? To oust Fidel Castro from power. The plan, listen to the plans. This was Operation Northwoods, which was called a conspiracy theory, which turned out to be true. And why is it now okay to talk about it? Because all of those that were part of this conspiracy, they're dead. The people let it go that long. They didn't want to deal with them. All right? But Operation Northwoods in the 1960s included plans of committing acts of terrorism in American cities. This is the 1960s. It's not hard to find. Killing innocent people. Killing U.S. soldiers. This was your government that came up with Operation Northwoods in the 1960s. Blowing up a U.S. ship, not saying Tonkin Bay, but we don't want to start a war with Vietnam. Nope. We started that war. And we accused the Vietnamese of starting that war. We were the ones that were responsible for doing that under Johnson. And remember, after Kennedy was assassinated 2 days later, they reversed the order for Vietnam. They made $2 trillion, the military-industrial complex did, off of your apathy, intolerance, and refusal in dealing with corruption. The plans were all approved by the Joint Chiefs of Staff in the 1960s concerning Operation Northwoods, but were reportedly rejected by the civilian leadership, then kept secret for nearly 40 years. James Bamford, A Pretext for War, discusses the declassified Operation Northwoods documents, revealing that in 1962, here they are again, the CIA was planning to stage phony terrorist attacks on the U.S. and blame it on Cuba to start a war. Hey, folks, I'm good. Don't question my credibility. Question yours for believing the mainstream media and their narrative. Romans 1:18. Don't question my credibility. Question what people think of your credibility when you refuse to see it for what it is. Because the fruit of what's been going on in this country for the last 20 years, and I can even go back to Kennedy, has been just that. We have forces working against the American people in a big way, creating chaos. And they're telling us this over 200 times, George Bush Sr. Out of chaos, can we create a new world order? Out of chaos, and all of these crimes are interconnected with the Bushes. And with all of the bad guys that you already know by name, but guess what, friends? Right as we speak even now, I'm getting more emails talking about how Bill Gates is preparing for the next pandemic. Isn't that interesting? You want to know why there's going to be another pandemic? It's because you fail, Americans, to deal with those that are responsible for conspiracies in fact.
We are the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.